This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1424. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 2nd, political coverage by VOA and BBC, hurricane-related monitoring, LADX News, Peru and Bolivia, RAI, Argentina, off the air, new frequencies from Algeria, Nigeria, another Radio St. Helena day scheduled, horological news from Egypt and Pakistan, A.B. Nathan dies, and the propagation outlook. On the next to last night of the Democratic National Convention, Chuck Boland in Florida was hearing a speech by Senator Biden on the Voice of America at 0235 UT, August 28th, 6080 kilohertz. So happens that frequency is not scheduled to be on the air until 0300. So we figured the VOA must have been covering the Democratic Convention live with some special frequencies which were not on the schedule. And we figured exactly the same, no more, no less, had better be done for the Republican Convention. Kim Elliott at VOA on his blog says the added frequencies are apparently not publicized anywhere, so listeners must happen upon them while tuning their shortwave radios, as the only IBB employee specifically prohibited from receiving IBB engineering frequency change memos, I cannot help in this regard. This prohibition stems from my past tendency of passing schedule information onto the audience. Doing that, of course, increased the risk of VOA transmissions being intercepted by listeners in the post-9/11 world. We can never be too careful. Well, IGH managed to get a schedule of the frequencies in use between 01 and 03 UT, presumably for the Republican Convention, the prime time portion anyway, including 6080 via São Tomé along with 15580. A number of others may be appearing, 9885 and 12080 via Botswana, and others further east from Sri Lanka and Philippines and Thailand. Full details, of course, in DX Listening Digest 8095 via worldofradio.org. A show we enjoy listening to every week from WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio in Virginia, is called Weekly Sedition. And the September 2nd edition was especially interesting. It's hosted by someone called Contra with a K. It's headlined, Homeland Police State. Outrage about the preemptive violent raids that occurred against the convergence space for protesters of the Republican National Convention. The police state in action, preemptive fascism at the RNC. An MP3 file of this show is available via www.wrir.org. Happy birthday to WBCQ, which Sergei Sosedkin reminds us is celebrating its 10th anniversary on September 8th. As for the recently revived Area 51 show, daily at 23 to 01 UT on 5110, producer Larry Will provides a schedule of the shows included during the first week, very much subject to change, but at least on September 5th, Friday, World of Radio is at 2300 UT, followed by the only shortwave airing of International Radio Report from CKUT at 2330. And then I'm sure this will be reliable, a simulcast of Alan Weiner Worldwide at midnight UT Saturday along with 7415. Furthermore, Sergey and Larry say they ran across an additional airing of World of Radio on WBCQ Monday at 22 UT on 7415. That's one of the open slots, so that too is only temporary, but may be useful for a number of listeners. And it was preceded by This Week in Amateur Radio International Monday at 2100. Someone called Pete sent us this note August 29th that KAIJ in Frisco, Texas has been dismantled. I drove by about a month ago to find their wire log periodic had been removed, leaving the towers and the old towers of their previous corner reflector. I drove up to the building to find the door swinging open, so I took a peek inside. All equipment has been removed, the building apparently rated for its copper. Left behind were leavings of the live-in technician and his family. Also, large amounts of trash and several waist-high oil-filled capacitors inside an old storage container. Very nasty. The revived WRNO New Orleans has been operating only at 01 to 04 UT on 7505. However, since Saturday evening, UT August 31st, they've been missing. I assume they closed down voluntarily in order to batten down the hatches as Hurricane Gustav was approaching, and maybe even to dismantle the antenna. We'll see how soon they come back. Before then, Richard Lewis in Mississippi was pleased to be hearing them, despite being rather close for Skip from New Orleans. And Sergei Sesedkin in Illinois says he appreciates the fact that they open their 0100 broadcasts with a world news bulletin. I made a point of listening to that on UT August 29th, and there were just a few items, adding up to 3 minutes, read by their local announcer. But they said the news was as reported by the BBC. They must have been using the BBC website as a news source. However, I don't think the BBC would have led with a story about Christian schools versus Sharia law in Nigeria, as WRNO did. In recent issues of DX Listening Digest, we've had lots of links to streaming audio and video from New Orleans and other hurricane-threatened areas. I can't mention them all here, and the URLs are sometimes complicated, so I suggest you consult them in case they are relevant by the time you hear this. www.wwl.com is one for sure, pointed out by John Filiozzi. And they also have wide coverage on 870, which it appears was not interrupted this time. Another site you should check is the Hurricane Watch Net, www.hwn.org. Also, Tom McNiff pointed out that there was one page running four New Orleans TV stations at the same time, so you had to mute three of them, www.weatherserver.net. As Hurricane Hannah was approaching the Bahamas, Willis Monk in Tennessee told medium wave lists such as IRCA that ZNS 1540 was putting in a nice signal with Caribbean music. He says it's a good change from the noise of many U.S. stations. Now, normally they have a very deep null toward KXCL in Iowa on the same frequency, which in effect means a deep null towards all of North America. I figured that when there's an emergency, they may go to non-directional patterns so they can cover their own country more completely. However, Jerry Kiefer in New Mexico, who is in contact with the station and has reported that they recently put in a new transmitter, found out that the directional antenna was not yet tuned up, and they'd been only running 20 kilowatts non-directional but kicked in the full 50 kilowatts for the hurricane. Earlier, when Gustav was crossing the Cayman Islands, Ron Trotto referred us to a website for streaming radio from there and other islands, www.reciva.com/listen/locations, and it starts with HTTPS. Here's a mystery monitored by Harry Helms in Texas, the morning of August 21st at 10:02 UT on 6185. A weak signal with a repeating loop announcement in Spanish. Over a jazzy musical background, it seemed to say Radio Libertad or Comunidad or Verdad, in a event some word ending in dad, with Un Programa Político Libre. This was repeating every 30 seconds, low modulation, slop from Cuba on 6180. Now, normally, we would be hearing Mexico's Radio Educación XEPPM on that frequency, which has been running all night. However, he says that as of June, their schedule, according to their website on shortwave, had been reduced to only 23 to 05 UT. That was news to me. I don't often listen that late at night, but I assume they were still running all night. I checked after 06 UT and was not hearing them, so I figured they must be signing off at 05, although Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania on another occasion was hearing them as late as 05:45. So what is the schedule of XEPPM? Whether or not it has anything to do with this intriguing NID heard by Harry Helms. John Kallerman in Texas has been spending a great deal of his time in updating a complete list of Mexican medium wave stations, researching several different sources and putting it all together in single lists organized in different ways. And he says he likes to share, so it is available to everyone, One place it's been posted is at the National Radio Club, www.nrcdxas.org/articles/index-1.html. You should find a link to it near the top of that page. I've reconfirmed the two new times for World of Radio on WRMI 9955, Saturday at 20 UT and Sunday at 20:30. But I've also confirmed that they're being jammed. Why don't you ask Arnie why Cuba finds it necessary to jam English broadcasts of competing DX programs? Almost every day in casual band scanning, I find discrepancies in Radio Havana Cuba's broadcasts, contrary to their own scheduling. One of particular interest, I can't go into detail about all of them, occurred after Gustav had crossed on September 1st around 12:05 to 12:48 UT. All Radio Havana Cuba's Spanish frequencies were missing from shortwave between 6,000 and 15,360 kilohertz. Radio Rebelde was also missing from 5025, obviously quite a power failure, affecting at least one of their several transmitter sites. However, I've asserted that the Dentro-Cuban Jamming Command has priority over RHC for what power is available, and this was confirmed because jamming was still going on against Radio Martí on several frequencies as well as WRMI, as were the relays of China and Venezuela during that hour. Terry Kruger in Florida reports a medium-wave jammer from Cuba on 1550 from Havana, heard August 21st at 0130. He calls it a massive swisher jammer that's been there for a while, but it's now sharing space with a new station on the same frequency in Cuba, Radio Rebelde, from Nuevitas in Camagüey. 0130 UT, August 21st, a new Rebelde channel discovered by David Crawford, a huge signal then with baseball coverage and IDs, almost parallel to 5025. In shortwave bulletin, Christer Brunström in Sweden has a message from Carlos Benoit that Radio Amanecer in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, has moved from 1580 to give place for Radio Universidad in Santo Domingo on 1560. And furthermore, Radio Universidad plans to transmit on shortwave 4720 with 3 kilowatts. In the Condish list, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports on Peru on 5602.4. The station there is now identifying as Radio San Francisco in San Miguel de El Faique, heard August 30th at 2210 to 2240, previously known as Radio La Voz de los Andes. They were playing folk music and mentioning FM 94.7. On shortwave, it was weak with poor modulation. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in São Paulo, Brazil, tells us he's hearing the station on 4498. August 29th at 2253 sounds like a typical Bolivian, but he could not get a certain ID. They mention Guayara Merin. So it's probably the Bolivian previously on this frequency in that town, Radio Estambul. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia also heard it on 4498.2. August 30th until sign-off at 2301. They mentioned FM 107.5 and shortwave 66 meters. On August 28th, Arnaldo Slein passed on word from Gabriel Ivan Barrera, who does the DX program on RAI in Argentina, that the station was off the air but could still be heard via Internet. I later found an item from The Source in Japan Premium explaining that they have a problem with the tubes. Two of them need to be obtained, and they're trying to get two more, unknown when they would return to the air. However, also on August 28th, a station believed to be RAI was heard on a totally new frequency, which would be quite unusual for them. Santiago San Gil in Venezuela was hearing on 5945 Argentine music, and he thinks an ID of Radio Argentina al Exterior at 2353 UT. Frequency could have been 5940. This was also heard by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil on August 29th at 2315. In fact, he thought it was on both frequencies at the same time. But I'm wondering if this is really the case or something that sounded like RAI, or maybe somebody even relaying them without authorization. Standard disclaimer, the media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1424. Your contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Every so often I receive a reception report requesting a QSL card, and I have to disappoint people because I leave it to the station's caring World of Radio to do the QSLing. If you want a special QSL which shows World of Radio on it, you should report to WRMI on 9955. Here's another unfortunate and inexplicable frequency change which does more harm than good. Kai Ludwig in Germany says the transmitter at Tipaza, Algeria on long wave 252 has moved to 250 kHz. It was reported in a German forum speculating that it may not be a malfunction but an operational error, an engineer setting the exciter to 250 instead of 252 kHz. Patrick Robich in Austria measured it on 249.98. This was immediately DX'd across the Atlantic by Sylvain No in Quebec, reporting to the MWDX Yahoo group. Algeria on 250, he thought maybe it drifted from 252 in Arabic and then in French at 2335 UT, August 31st. However, Ireland is still on 252, RTE1 in English. This causes problems in the British Isles. Chris Greenway in the British DX Club says such odd behavior is a real rarity on the stable long-wave band. The result is a very nasty whistle for anyone trying to listen to Ireland. This can be nulled out on a portable receiver, but there is no remedy for car radios. Mauritania had been missing from 4845 since the coup in late July, I think it was, but they were back on the air as of August 18th. Heard by Antonio Madrid in Spain in the Logs de Radio Yahoo group, and also by Anker Peterson in Denmark from 2310 UT on August 18th. Now that Ramadan is underway, this is a likely candidate to be on the air all night. Derek Lynch in Ireland also reports a strong signal in Arabic at 1945 August 22nd on 4845. Via BCDX, Bob Hill in Massachusetts reports ELWA Liberia on its other frequency, which is seldom reported, 6070, August 26th, from 2235 with gospel songs, sounds like Céline Dion. Sign off at 2300 with the Liberian national anthem, listed as only 1 kilowatt. I must say, that means more interference for the always about to revive CFRX in Toronto. While Salmoniv of Victoria, B.C. has been spending time at his cottage in the Queen Charlotte Islands, where he has excellent antennas, receivers, and DX conditions. He's even been hearing transatlantic, although for him they're more like transpolar medium wave stations, notably 1566 Transworld Radio in Benin. August 21st at 0444, he first heard carrier and snippets of audio, then on August 30th at 0500, it was better, and heard again on September 2nd, before and after 0500. On August 6th, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal first reported a station from Nigeria, 1 kHz off frequency 917 instead of 918 kHz, until sign-off at 2304 in English with phone-ins, and there was Quran before closing, believed to be Radio Benue in Makurdi. Then it was heard by others in Europe, Mauno Ritola in Finland, and Steve Whitt in the UK in the medium wave circle. Turns out it's not Benue, but another Nigerian. Benue is still on 918, so the two are surely interfering with each other in the same country, 1 kilohertz apart. In the WTFDA AM list, via Mike Bugay, Hugh Hoover in Portugal has the answer. It's Radio Gotel, G-O-T-E-L, in Yola, Nigeria on 917. Supposed to be 50 kilowatts, transatlantic DXers just might be able to hear the heterodyne as well. Not much info, however, is available about it. There was a story in allafrica.com about some strange goings-on. The theft of cables and modules, believed to be carried out by people putting GoTel on the air, stealing them from another station. We continue to have reports almost every day of Radio Africa still on the air on 15190 from Equatorial Guinea, carrying North American preachers. I heard them one day, better than usual, Saturday, August 30th, when they kept going past 2200 UT and were even overriding WYFR on the same frequency. So the skip on the band was much longer than the 2 megameters to Florida. Via Robert Kipp, via Mark Nichols of New Zealand DX Times, we have the confirmation of another Radio St. Helena Day this year. In 2008, it will be on Saturday, 15 November. But at reduced hours, they say they need to reduce their workload. Only from 20 to 2330 UT, the first hour to Japan, the 21 to 2230 sesquihour to Europe, and the final hour at 2230 to North America on the usual 11092.5 USB. Via PlayDX, Aker Peterson in Denmark reports the very rare missionary station in Uganda, Radio Dynamis, on 4749.99, August 20th and 25th, signing on at 1700 and heard as late as 1820. With audio and still a weak carrier at 1910 UT. Initially, it was mixing with Bangladesh on the same frequency. Alan Pennington found an item in Ethiopian Review about another Ethiopian opposition station launching on shortwave September 11th. They give the time in Ethiopian terms, which is 2 to 2:30 Ethiopian time on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Now, it appears that in Ethiopian terms, they start counting from sundown instead of noon, so that means 8 p.m. local time, or 17 to 1730 UT. The frequencies to be 21555 and 17655, the site not certain. Wolfgang Guschel thinks it's most likely from France, and Chris Greenway explained the strange way of clock-keeping in Ethiopia. On August 31st, I heard the Arabic service from Cairo on 6290, running past its sign-off time of 0200, which had been in effect all summer, leading me to believe that they have resumed normal time of UT plus 2 instead of plus 3. I soon confirmed this at timeanddate.com, and Tarek Zidane in Cairo agrees. They ended summer time just in time for Ramadan. A press release from BBC World Service explains how they're covering the U.S. election with special programming and more stuff that's not really about the election relating to the USA. You can find details in DX Listening Digest 8096, and their website about it is bbc.com/US election, all lowercase. So earlier, when talking about VOA's election coverage, I neglected to mention their equivalent website, www.usavotes2008.com. Noel Green in England confirms that Ukraine has begun their new domestic shortwave relay since September 1st on 5970, heard in the clear after 0700. Kai Ludwig in Germany says it was rather weak and unlistenable after 1230. Whether or not you agree that Abkhazia is independent, there is a shortwave transmitter there, relaying Radio Rossi, and there has been for quite a while, reported by Anker Peterson in Denmark, measured on 9494.76 before and after 0500 UT, heard both August 16th and 25th. It's Abkhaz State Radio in Sohum. Thanks to Mike Barraclough and Brock Whaley for news that A.B. Nathan, Voice of Peace founder, has died at the age of 81, August 27th in Tel Aviv. Pilot, entrepreneur, peace activist, and founder of the groundbreaking Voice of Peace radio station. See the obituaries in the International Herald Tribune, Jerusalem Post, and Haaretz. Artie Bigler recalls that Voice of Peace was also on shortwave for a while around 1983, 6240. He found an old QSL showing the power as 400 watts. Another catch by Walt Salmaniv in the Queen Charlotte Islands is Golos Pravoslavia, Voice of Orthodoxy, 9950, transmitted from Kazakhstan to Russia, although apparently based in France. 9950 is the frequency. It's on Tuesdays and Fridays only at 14:30. He heard it both August 22nd and 29th. The program opens with church bells. Aslam Javaid in Lahore tells us that the government of Pakistan has decided to extend daylight shifting time until October 31st instead of going back to UT plus 5 September 1st. So it remains UT plus 6, and there should be no changes yet in scheduling a broadcast to or from Pakistan. VOA had to back off an advance notice that it would be shifting its Urdu service 1 hour. Bangladesh Betar 4750 is being heard on the west coast in the mornings and on the east coast in the evenings. Ron Howard in California heard it from 1237 to 1355 August 25th. It started out with interference from China and Indonesia, but fair, and atop the other stations by 1335. On August 28th, even better, before 1335, and on the 29th, also reported by Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia, around 1300, and continuing to dominate past 1410. Via BCDX, Bob Hill in Massachusetts was hearing it around their morning sign-on, a test tone until midnight UT, and then opening on 4750, August 19th, a moderate level but code R interference. And Dave Volko, Pennsylvania, CumberDX, also heard it from 2359 interval signal on August 29th. Bhutan Broadcasting Service was having transmission problems during their English hour, August 28th, on 6035. Yari Savolainen in Finland says there was a decent signal and they started the English program, and the carrier remained on the air, but nothing to be heard after 1415. The same kind of thing happened on August 31st and September 1st. Shokaze, or Seabreeze, the service from Japan about abductees in North Korea, changed frequency to avoid jamming from 6020 to 6015, but on August 29th, it was back on 6020 during their half-hour broadcast at 14 UT. Ron Howard in California and Walt Salmaniw in BC were both listening and surprised to hear a segment in French, a language they had not used before. And also heard by Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan, who reminds us their other broadcast is at 2030 to 21 on 5965. Andy Reid has found another Canadian AM station that has turned off. It's CKXR 580 Easy Rock in Salmon Arm, BC. Now it's on FM only, 91.5. Still hoping for sunspots to pick up again, but if they don't, here's the outlook from Bob Cooper in New Zealand, posting to WTFDA. F2 in the regions above 30 megahertz will cease to exist or be very rare. Sporadic E will become the only 1 to 8 kilomile mode for frequencies above 30 megahertz. Amateur radio, so dependent on periodic cycles of high sunspots, will take a hard hit, just at a time when alternate forms of communication are becoming more common. Shortwave broadcasting above perhaps 15 megahertz will essentially disappear, creating significant pressure on frequencies between 3 and 15. The short-term propagation outlook from Boulder issued September 2nd. ANK indices peaking at 18 and 4 September 5th, 20 and 5 September 14th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2, and solar flux still stuck at only 67, at least through September 29th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1424.